is Free Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We roll right into the phone calls to start things out here. I'm going to ask you if you call in tonight. Again, you can always call about whatever you want. But I want to ask you what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving Day. Let's go to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. This may be something you want to think I'm thankful for, but I'm thankful for the self-determination movement that began in the Keene, New Hampshire area.
Excellent.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, somebody had to get active, and that's something that we've done out here in Keene is we're actively trying to get people, to recruit people to this area, because we know that there are going to be people moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and so we're trying our best to, you know, be as magnetic as possible here in Keene, because there's really some exciting things going on.
And I'm thankful for my family.
Good. Anything else?
That's it.
Dave, good hearing from you, man, and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Now, we were talking during the break about this, because I said I was going to go around the studio here and ask you guys what you're thankful for, and Julia, you said you didn't want to participate.
No, that's right.
And the reason why.
The reasons why, first of all, it reminds me of being 12 and either in school or at the Thanksgiving table where they made you go around and everybody says what they're thankful for. And everybody's thankful for the same thing, that nobody really says anything that different. Friends and family is pretty much what it boils down to.
Right, I'm thankful for this itchy rash I have.
Yeah.
People don't say that.
And I just don't want to say the same cheesy things that I say every year. I try to appreciate things every day, I just don't take one day out of the year to... Like, Thanksgiving doesn't really mean anything. It's not a holiday I have anything against, but to me, it's just a day where I don't have to work. And I eat a lot, I guess.
To me, Thanksgiving is one of the best holidays.
It's very relaxing.
Next to Independence Day.
Yeah, I agree.
I really like Thanksgiving because you get some really great food in the process. The people that throw down as far as cooking really do on Thanksgiving. They sometimes do on Christmas. You get more homemade food on Thanksgiving than you do on Christmas.
And
that's great for
cooking
me.
A Thanksgiving dinner, a lot of effort is put into it. That is for sure.
And I think that gratitude is something really good for humans to
I do too.
To express.
Well, she said that she does. She feels grateful every day. And that's where I wanted to go with this, was to focus on that idea that, you know, I don't necessarily want you to feel cheesy about it. And if you don't want to participate, that's fine.
Well, if you ask me what I'm thankful for, the only thing that's going to come out of my mouth is something cheesy like, I'm thankful for my family and my job and my
But you don't have
boyfriend.
A good relationship with your father, so I don't know if you're thankful for that.
Well, when I say family, I like to think of my self-chosen family, which is the people that I like, that I've surrounded myself with, so I'm not
Absolutely.
Necessarily talking about...
The people that we just saw at the Thanksgiving Day festivities here in New Hampshire.
I called this nice lady that I had a relationship with for several years. I used to work for her. I used to cook with her and stuff. I called her. I didn't call my dad, but I like her, so...
And that's one of the nice things about Thanksgiving is it does give people who haven't talked for a little while an excuse to contact each other just to say hi and catch up and that sort of thing.
Right, you know she's going to be home.
Right, and that's not something that everybody does every day. So there are certain things about Thanksgiving that do set it apart from, you know, just the average day of being grateful for something. But it is really important, I think, in life to be thankful for the wonderful things that we have. I mean, it's so great just to be alive today. As opposed to 100 or 200 years ago. I mean, we have things, I think, to be thankful for that most people take for granted, that you won't hear at the cheesy around-the-table sort of, my loved ones and
but
my dog and that
say.
Sort of thing. But, you know, how
but
about all
the things that I'm thankful for?
Right, but how about the things that you take for granted but you are thankful for? Like, you know, the ability to walk in your front door at night and flip a light switch and have illumination throughout your home. How about air conditioning and heating and, you know, all these wonderful things that make our life so comfortable.
Indoor plumbing.
That have been brought to us by wonderful people in search of a profit in the marketplace.
Right, cell phones.
I'm thankful for the marketplace and how free it is. I want it to be more free than it currently is today, because then our wealth is only going to increase even more than what we currently have. I mean, cell phones, television, internet, and then don't forget the staples, you know, ice.
I like staples.
Being,
I like Office Depot just as much, though.
Being able to walk to a box in your kitchen, open a door, and pull out ice cubes is something that...
Ice used to be something for rich people, and in a lot of countries, they just don't use it.
200 years ago, you would not have been able to fathom such a thing, but today, it's like, you know, nothing for us. So I think that that's important. I think it's important to remember that sort of a perspective. We're very fortunate to be alive right now. And of course, you know, I'll go through my litany here. I am very thankful that we're here in New Hampshire now rather than later. I think it was great that we moved sooner. I think it's fantastic that we're part of these this wonderful group of early movers here in New Hampshire, these liberty-loving people that have moved here as a part of the Free State Project. I really have never felt so at home during a Thanksgiving, I think, than with the great people here in New Hampshire, I have to say.
I'm thankful for the movement that's going on here in New Hampshire and for the people that I know here. I'm just as thankful for being able to go home for the holidays at Christmas time.
Well, so Mark, did you have anything else you wanted to cover?
I'm obviously thankful for the fact that my wife's pregnant. You know, our family's going to be growing.
That's a big change, right?
Big thing. Yeah, our relationship is better than it's ever been, and that's a good thing for me too.
You're out building your own house now,
and
everything
I've
like
got,
that.
I've got my exciting own piece of property. What more could a man want than a son on the way and 11 acres?
A daughter on the way is what you would want a little more. Right?
Well, perhaps I would prefer to have a daughter, but I can always have one of those too.
You sure can. All right. So 800-259-9231. I don't know if that was too cheesy. Do you feel like we're excessively cheesy here?
No, I'm saying I would feel cheesy saying what I'm supposed to say, and I'm not saying it.
Not what there's nothing you're supposed to say, and you've certainly contributed to the conversation, and I appreciate that. Let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Jeremiah, listening in Montana on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremiah.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the program last night, and the conversation had to do with that 14-year-old girl.
Mm. This is the one that killed herself. She was 13 at the time, killed herself allegedly because she was very upset that someone had posed as a 16-year-old boy online and had sort of reeled her in and then was very rude to her and very harsh.
Yes. Yeah, that's the topic. And... I can imagine her parents, may want to have some kind of vengeance out of this and see something done. And I guess it's pretty understandable. And after the comments of what Mark said, that only kind of stands true that it could go that way, is... when he was going to be set in place with taking a date home that ended up being a man, his first reaction was, I'll beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm. I think so I said that they were in danger of that.
Now her parents, the parents of the deceased girl, they want to beat the crap out of somebody.
Well, they want to use the violence of the government.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it themselves.
Right, and to the police department. I was wondering, maybe Mark ought to pick himself up a taser. And then he wouldn't have to do anything physical. He could just tase someone. And I thought it was really, really offensive and rude to be on a nationwide program and representing freedom. And to say something like that, man, was really rude.
Well, you can hear him backpedaling now. Now he's saying he didn't. What are you saying now, Mark?
I'm certain that I said that they were in danger of that happening.
Yeah, that's not what I recall.
And, like, the point that I'd like to make...
Do you recall that, Jeremiah? Do you recall him saying that they were in danger of being attacked?
No.
He sounded a little more sure of me.
Quite well what he said.
Yeah, thought so.
I disagree, and I think, and obviously Ian hasn't taken the time to go and get the archive out.
No, I haven't listened to that archive
yet. He could very well do that at any time he'd like, and he disagrees.
It's fine. You can backpedal, though, Mark.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Now, I'm not backpedaling. Have you ever heard the term, Jeremiah, that an armed society is a polite society?
Pardon me?
Have you ever heard the statement that an armed society is a polite society?
It seems to go over pretty well here where I am. Everybody carries sidearms, and every pickup truck's got a
I don't think Jeremiah's going to disagree with that. And I know where you're going with that point, Mark, and that wasn't the suggestion you'd made last night. You were talking about, the idea that you were leaning towards beating up somebody who fooled you about their gender, and it's just the attitude, I think, that you delivered that you delivered your opinion with that is very offensive to people. And Jeremiah, I'm glad you called to share your thoughts. Thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You're cold, shivering, and you just emerged from your nice warm house. Imagine how car door locks feel after being out all night. When I come back, I'll tell you how to deal with those icy locks.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
If Mr. Freeze escaped from Gotham City and played a dirty trick on your door locks last night, here is a don't and a couple of do's to get you on your way. Don't force your key. It won't work. Instead, try the other door. It may not be frozen since temperatures can vary over short distances, depending on wind and sun. Also, keeping locked de-icer on hand is a smart idea. Just remember not to store it inside your car. Then, to help prevent freezing, squirt a little WD-40 on locks after a car wash. This will displace the moisture in the lock and help it last longer. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. We're here. Most radio show hosts take the day off. We think you deserve live programming, so we are here doing the program for you, paying the board op a little bit extra to come in tonight and take care of business. So the phones are open, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well for free at freetalklive.com.
The American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you a steady stream of money-saving tips to help you get closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses topics such as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and much, much more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com.
All right, so we just had a call about the discussion that happened last night on the show in regards to what was the situation. You had commented that if you'd been at a bar,
right? Wayne said something about some gal picking me up in a bar and her being a she-male, and I said something like that person would be in danger of a butt whipping.
Now I did check. One of our listeners did verify you did say the person would be in danger of that, but I think it was the way that you said it. I think it really showed the sort of the attitude behind it, sort of an attitude of barbarism, an attitude of violent thoughts, and I don't know if that would even be an appropriate response at all for a situation like that.
I understand.
I think the appropriate response is to get up and walk out. The person who is lying about their gender has not, threatened to club you over the head. So, violence in response to that at all is questionable and scary. And I understand where our listeners are coming from in saying that you sounded a little out of control.
You're suggesting that it's all the listeners, and they're not. People called in last night to support me, and people on the BBS are supporting me. So, I mean, there's factions here.
Yeah, but I didn't say it was all of the listeners.
It's just
the sensible ones, the ones that aren't,
right,
barbaric.
The ones that agree with you. And I get that. I understand that you believe in the non-aggression pact, which is, I will not I will not initiate force against someone for political or social gains.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. That's your principle. That's the one you live by. It's practically it's a moral code for you. It's practically a religious thing, except you don't believe in God. Whereas I go by a different code. That code is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I believe that if I do something egregious to someone, whether that is physical force or not, if I lie to somebody significantly, if I say something that's horribly offensive to someone, I want somebody to put me in my place.
But that means violence?
That's the threat of violence. It's not violence. It's the threat that you can do something egregious and somebody might put you in your place. And that's the point I was making with an armed society as a polite society, which is an axiom that is very common among the libertarian folks out there, which essentially says that if it's, in essence saying that if you're rude, somebody might shoot you in an armed society.
Yeah, that's not what that's really saying.
An armed society as a polite society doesn't say that the opposite of it isn't if you're rude, that you could get shot.
I don't think anybody really is not rude because they're afraid of getting shot.
I'm not talking about a little bit rude here, Ian. How many people have you seen me beat up?
None.
Okay. So, right. Like, I'm not a violent thug with a knife between my teeth, right?
I didn't say you thug. You just had some violent thoughts.
Yeah, you did. You actually said that. I think that was, like, the last word you used in
fascist.
Last night.
I think I called you fascist.
No, I think thug was it.
You were being thuggish, and I was upset at you.
Right. I understand you were upset. And
that's a thuggish viewpoint, the idea
that
you beat somebody.
Right. I would have to be extraordinarily upset to participate in something like that, but I'm just telling you that... I like to use the term market. Now, maybe it's not something being bought or sold, but call it extra government force of somebody putting a man in his place who's gotten out of their place or somebody in their place. I was taught not to hit girls. Don't do such a thing. But,
I don't see anybody, by what they say, being out of place. It may be inappropriate. It may be uncalled for.
Right. And I appreciate I appreciate where you're coming from.
And there's certainly something to say for speaking with another person about their position and trying to perhaps verbally chastise them or ostracize them. But to suggest that if someone says something offensive that they should possibly be concerned about being attacked, I think is... I don't feel comfortable with that. Now, Julia, you're sitting there sort of shaking your head.
I'm just laughing at you two.
Oh, I see.
Because you fight like a married couple sometimes. It's very amusing, that's all.
Okay, no thoughts on the issue of threatening
I
summed it up. What do you think for my summation?
I can't say... I don't know. All I heard yesterday was Ian was yelling, kept calling you a thug and a jerk and a horrible person.
Mm-hmm. He does that.
I revoked his libertarian credentials.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, I got them back on the BBS.
You did?
Yeah, somebody gave them back.
Because Ian has the ability to revoke your libertarian.
As if. Right, because Ian, see, the thing is, the non-aggression pact is, in fact, a free marketeer or anarchist or whatever pact, because...
it's a libertarian principle.
It's from the Libertarian Party, but...
No, they didn't originate that principle. They adopted it for their party.
Right, and it goes, there's a faction of libertarians. I'm willing to put this under a larger umbrella. There's all kinds of people under the libertarian umbrella, and those that believe in no government at all can't kick those that believe in some government out. I believe in a certain level of government. Therefore, unfortunately, that means I believe in a certain amount of initiated force against people.
Yeah, I understand that, Mark.
So I have not been unprincipled. You used the term last night, unprincipled. It's just not so.
Well, that's right. You don't have principles. So that's the issue. You know, the idea that
I do have a principle. It's called the golden rule, Ian.
Right. So what are the chances you would clock a transvestite should they have fooled you into bed with them?
What are the chances?
What are the chances? They were in danger of how much danger were they in? Anyway?
90%? I have a wife, dude.
99%?
I shouldn't be going out and...
I understand. I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about 10 years ago. How about that?
But 10 years ago, I was a completely different person, Ian. Yeah. You're giving me these hypotheticals. 10 years ago, I was in prison, and so therefore...
Saying, went through your head, therefore, you know, there is that possibility. And that's what scared people, Mark. That's all. People were just a little frightened by that. I'm just speaking for that
particular
fashion
of listeners.
A lot of people were
not. We're not frightened by it. They understood completely.
I can understand the emotion.
I've gotten emails. I've gotten BBS posts.
Sure, that's right. Argumentum ad populum. You know, the idea that a lot of people agree with your unprincipled position doesn't make it right.
But you said the listeners and people were scared. You were using
the
same argument. Argumentum ad populum in the same sign. All I'm doing
tonight.
Right now. And all I'm doing is
I didn't make
countering.
An argument from popularity.
You were saying the listeners were scared.
The listeners that called in.
Two of them. Two of the three. Jeremy from Montana was not scared.
Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you
Hold
got
on,
tricked into
go,
bed.
I say Dave takes your side.
Dave, tricked into bed by a transvestite. You find out. What do you do?
Hey, in a bar, if a girl's sitting there and a guy comes up and gets rushed with the girl could turn around and slap that guy. That's socially accepted. We live in an equal world. I think the guy should be able to slap the guy if he tries to hit on him.
Oh, took
same thing. Boom. A little slap in the face.
So you would attack
more rough and tumble in Montana.
Let's use the same situation, though. You would attack a transvestite, someone who was posing as the opposite sex, if you found that out?
I don't think I'd go for it because I'd probably sniff it out that the guy, you know, is a guy or whatever.
I'd like to think so, too.
But
making it seem as though, like, I'm going to jump on a transvestite because they're a cross-dresser. I'm not.
First, I'd like to say happy the corrupt bastards got away with killing JFK Day. And I'm thankful
they killed JFK on Thanksgiving?
Huh?
They killed JFK on Thanksgiving?
Well, it's the 22nd of November. There,
oh, I see. Okay.
It's Thursday. Every the third Thursday. So
gotcha.
It falls on the 21st, the 22nd.
Dave, I want to hear what you're thankful for. We're going to bring you back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Always interesting to hear Dave's opinion on things.
Interesting man.
You can bring up anything and whatever you want goes. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition. 800-259-9231. Come down on the initiation of force discussion or whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want on this live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Enjoy them on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know it first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar had its offices raided and all of its precious metals seized on November 14th, 2007. To find out more, go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. To help, get a paper Liberty Dollar and sign up for the class action suit also at libertydollar.org. Don't let the federal government shut down this important alternative in currency, libertydollar.org. As we go back to Dave in Montana, Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. So you'd called in originally to tell us what you were thankful for tonight, right?
Yeah. Hey, first, I'd like to say if you find yourself in a predicament that the one you're with is some transvestite, you were thinking with your head, but the wrong head is not the one on your shoulder.
Yep, I agree. You have nothing but yourself to blame, and the idea that you'd
because,
be so angry
you know,
to
you're there for only the sex thing, and you're just trying to use the person, and I guess it's your own karma coming back at you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, buyer beware, caveat emptor. You only have yourself to be upset
The person being the imposter should be aware that they could get a fist right through the nose, too, you know.
I suppose they should be aware of that, but I just think that suggesting
you're messing with fire, you know, the emotion and, you know, passion and all that.
I understand.
Stuff, you know?
I just think that suggesting those things belies a bit of a violent demeanor. That's all.
Well, assault and battery. You could, assault starts the battery. Assault could be just verbal, and then the battery is when you touch. So, it does, you know.
This is true. Dave, what do you think for tonight?
It builds up to that. You know, it builds up to that. You know, the assault, verbal assault builds up to the physical contact. So the one doing the verbal assault could be the one responsible for the physicalness.
All right, Dave, what are you thankful for tonight?
But I'm thankful that I could say all this stuff and there ain't nobody banging down my door yet, you know, trying to take me away to some gulag. And we got to stay American.
Freedom of speech.
And everything. Long live free talk.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Thank you for the call tonight and this Thanksgiving Day episode of Free Talk Live. We continue with the phone calls. Talk to X in California. X, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. I would like to say I'm thankful for my cat.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty awesome, and he caught a mouse the other day inside the house.
Excellent.
I thought I was seeing this cartoon mouse for like a year. When I saw him carried outside, I knew I wasn't hallucinating a mouse.
What's the cat's name?
His name is, he's a mountain lion.
He's a mountain lion?
Yeah, a little miniature one.
I see.
We have a little miniature mountain lion, too, I think.
And he's pretty cool. He hangs out on the roof most of the time.
Very good. Good times. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I'll call and let people know, like, they got this thing. If you own property with NINA loans, like, you used to be able to get those kind of easy.
A what loan?
No income, no assets stated.
Mm, yes.
So, now they got this thing where when you apply, they know if you file taxes or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had never experienced that. I don't know if that's a new thing or not, but that was kind of shocking to me.
So, this is a no income, no assets, meaning that you, how do you possibly get a loan like that if you've got nothing to show? How
well,
does that work?
Well, if you just pull a bunch of money out of your hat, can buy a house, you got 20% down, you can get one of those NINA loans.
If you really? Even if all you can show them is that you have cash on hand, that they'll let you have a loan if there's nothing else they can look at?
How are you going to get one?
And you don't even have to show where the cash came from or anything. You just have to have a credit rating over, 786 or something. You have to have a prime score.
So now they're saying you have to show IRS returns?
Yeah, and they know right away. They know they have kind of like how they can just run your credit.
Yeah.
And, they know right away.
That's not
good.
And it's
like big bankers too. Yeah, so I'm kind of a little nervous about that. You know,
are you looking for a loan or something?
Well, I thought I might do an addition, and I just thought, you know, I would like kind of try and do the proper way, like get a loan and kind of start it, and then pay cash. Like, in the
so, if you don't have any IRS returns, then does that mean you're an extra risk, or they just can't give you the loan by law?
I don't know if it's by law, but they just know, and they just say you have to do that now.
Hmm.
And I've never run into that before.
Interesting.
And they just said, they told me, like, they got this thing, they run your computer, they know right away if you filed or not.
Very good. Axe, any other thoughts tonight?
I'm all for Mark, man. I'm right there with you, dude. Any day I'd rather be side by side with you having some static in a bar than Ian.
Brave.
Because I know, like, we'd go down swinging. Or
there you go.
That's brave.
I don't think you'd get Ian to a bar. Yeah. And that's a part of his philosophy is,
well,
he's never going to be
like
in those
anywhere.
Instances.
It could be movie theater. It could be grocery store. I've gotten in issues out in the grocery store parking lot before.
maybe that's because you're always looking. Maybe fight in a grocery store parking lot.
Do you think that it might have something to do with the fact that you're looking for static? You know, maybe that you sort of attract that to you
never.
To some extent?
Never.
No? You don't think
never.
So? Okay.
The whole thing was new to me. Like, I've been to gladiator school. And
what? What's that?
He's been to prison.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so, but before that, like, you know, I grew up in New York in the early 80s. And, like, I mean, that was a wild town back then. It was, like, out of the recession. I mean, anything went. Like, you could buy beer any age. There was no order in the city. And
that has to do with what?
Well, it's just the environment that I grew up in. It's like, you know, if you're in the city, like, people would try and take your money or your shoes, like, physically accost you. And,
yeah, well,
like,
if you're being physically accosted, you have the right to fight back. If somebody tricks you into thinking they're a male or a female when they're not, you're not being physically accosted at all. You're
never going to win with
the
end of
this. You've just been fooled and you're feeling bad about it.
But then what if somebody sells you a car and the title looks good, but then you go to DMV and they can't help you register it?
Well, that sounds like a government problem.
Well, no, but that would be the same type of situation.
Well, if
somebody's
been defrauding you, if someone's actually frauded you,
house and they're supposed to have like 50 grand wrapped up, and then they don't have it, like they got like something else in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if they're just shows, I don't know. It's like people need to deal straight up, and if you don't deal straight up, there can be consequences, and everybody's level of what they see as consequences varies from person to person.
I understand that. When there's actually a financial transaction on the line of some sort, when there's actually product changing hands and people are fraudulent, I think that's certainly problematic, and things need to be remedied in that particular case. But if you get fooled by a transvestite, sir, that's all your fault, and you have only yourself
unless
to blame.
You I'd never her be fooled if she's by a woman, and she said,
yeah. I've been locked up. I can spot them.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, X. 800-259-9231. I note that the people that have taken your side, Mark, that has been what they've relied on when I brought that up. Oh, I wouldn't be fooled by a transvestite, so it wouldn't be an issue.
Well,
the fact is, if you were, it would be just your fault, and you'd only have yourself to be upset at. The idea that you'd lash out at the person for you know, successfully tricking you is, I think, pretty absurd.
But you don't think there's any value in people possibly having consequences for telling people lies and being offensive and that kind of thing?
He wouldn't be telling you a lie unless you said, are you a woman? And she said no. You're just assuming she's a woman because she's got a makeup on and a dress.
Right. Well, and that seems like a fair assumption. And I would think that there's a certain level, they're dressing like a woman. That's why they're called a cross-dresser.
I gotcha. Maybe they just like to wear dresses.
Yeah.
I don't
have a problem with people who like to wear dresses.
There's
I would have a problem with them not being straight up.
I don't think people should be frightened of an attack, a physical attack for lying.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, God knows they should be able to say what and do whatever they want and get away with it.
Look, I'm not saying there shouldn't be consequences. I just don't think that that people should necessarily be frightened that someone's going to come out swinging if they're a little dishonest with them. I think that seems a little barbaric.
It sounds there you go. It's a little barbaric.
And it is. Thank you for admitting it.
And the world has a little barbarism in it.
Can you
and
grunt for us tonight, Mark?
And people need to know that.
Caveman grunt. Whatever. Barbaric man.
Yeah,
800-259-9231. That's because violence is indefensible, sir.
No,
you
haven't done so well.
Oh, I haven't done so well?
Done so
really?
No. The caveman noises are a little...
Well, 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAA. That's how I see him, essentially, when he does those things, when he says those things. When you think violence, when violence is your first response.
That's not a first response,
tricked,
my friend.
That was what came out of your mouth. It wasn't that, I would say something
danger.
To the person.
Right.
Well, that tells me that's what you were thinking about. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. Still on the way here, we've got to talk about the Thanksgiving story. We might even give you some tips. Apparently, some people need these tips. I don't know why, but to avoid feuding with your relatives on Thanksgiving. And I guess not everybody has a good family. Not so sure about that. Mine's decent, so I haven't had any fights break out at my Thanksgiving dinners. But maybe you have. And if you want to tell us your story,
your relatives.
800-259-9231. Maybe your uncle was cross-dressing and you got really upset. We're on the way. Free Talk Live.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years, I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything, even on this, the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The place to go, the features there for free. So enjoy them on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. You can get all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats, t-shirts, hoodies. We've got the classic DVD archive collector sets, all of that and more. Bumper stickers are free, by the way. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. If that bothers you, well, it should, because it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. We go right to the phone calls and talk to Puke in New Hampshire. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, Ian, Mark.
Hey, before you go with your reason for calling, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
What am I thankful for? That I can breathe air.
That's a good one. Air is good.
That I have indoor plumbing.
Yes, that's excellent stuff.
That I had a great time with friends in New Hampshire.
How cool was that today? I mean, how long were you out at the Canario household getting together with Free State Project members and enjoying Thanksgiving dinner?
Let's see. I got about 10 o'clock in the morning until maybe 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
That's fantastic. So, a lot of good conversation. I mean, it has to be good conversation in order to stay somewhere for that long.
Yeah, I had a great time. We had like 20 people show up. It was fantastic. When I was in the military, we would do stuff like that sometimes. The single guys would get with the somebody who was married, had a family, would open up their house, and
mm-hmm.
It was very generous of Warren and Jim to do that.
Well, and other people, everybody sort of brought a dish, that sort of thing. Everyone was a little bit generous, I think, and it was a lot of fun. So, what was on your mind tonight, Puke?
I wanted to comment on the little transvestite violence thing.
Yes, the barbarism.
I kind of take Mark's side a little bit, because I can understand where something would happen where, a situation where it's just kind of you're going to get kind of angry. And, I mean, would you consider it, like, overly violent if you were, like, with someone who you thought was a woman and all of a sudden you found out it was a man? Like, would you, you know, you get mad and kind of shove them out the door maybe? And would that be considered violence to you, Ian? Or,
well, I don't know. Shoving someone out the door if they don't want to leave, I think is, you know, certainly defending your property to some extent there. If you've asked someone to leave and they're not leaving, then I think that's something that you have to do. I don't know if I would necessarily qualify that. I got the impression that Mark was thinking, you know, just an attack on the person.
Yeah, but
would be
put them
in the hospital over it.
Yeah, so, you know, I understand what Mark's saying. He's saying that he would kind of be like, oh, my God, and maybe, you know, slap the guy, you lied to me, and shove him out the door, not pummel him until he has to go to the hospital or something. Obviously, that would be wrong. The punishment, as they say, should fit the crime, right? And so, you know, I think...
A punch in the face wouldn't be such a big deal, but beating him with a baseball bat would be kind of
harsh. Punching someone in the face for lying?
I was asking him a question.
Okay.
I don't know. Myself, I've never been in a fight, so I probably wouldn't go that far.
You're in the Army, but you were never in a fight?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me that
for you.
Okay, I was never in a fist fight, let me say that.
It seems to me that other options should be exhausted prior to getting to the point of violence. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I'm glad I can count you. I can on you for that. I'm glad I can.
But in a situation like that, you would be highly emotionally charged, and that would just be kind of the first thing that would pop in your head is kind of...
I understand.
Really
look, I understand the emotion. There's nothing wrong with being emotionally charged, and I do understand that people should be concerned about others being violent. I don't disagree with that. There is a possibility you're going to encounter someone who's going to be violent. It's just that I think that people who understand that violence, like Mark should understand, that violence begets violence, would understand that if you attack somebody, there's a chance that those people, you know, whoever it is you're attacking, knows a little bit more about fighting than you do.
It always is.
You're
going to
end up with your butt kicked.
Could possibly whip my butt. The chances are slim just because, well, I'm pretty good at it.
Well, see, that's where you're getting cocky, Mark. See, that was sort of a cocky attitude like you had last night. You know, you don't know, especially if it's somebody
you
met in a bar.
You never know.
You have no idea.
And fighting is generally a bad idea simply because even the winner takes home damage.
See, that's what I like to hear from you, Mark. A reasonable perspective. Fighting's a bad idea. It's not necessarily something
you endorse.
You
don't have anything to worry about as long as you don't dress up like a girl and try to fight me up in a bar. That's your problem.
Or if any, like, what if somebody sells you something and they lie and they sell you something and you find out that it was wrong and you get so mad over it because it burns down your house or something? I mean, you might get very mad at that, but I don't think Mark was suggesting that you just see someone in the bar and just walk up to them and pummel them or something. And then obviously, yes, you're going to face consequences if you decide to, you know, get into a fight.
Right. That's why there's only certain times when violence is really appropriate, and it's only in a defensive situation.
And I didn't feel like
any force is kind of
advocating it. I simply said that it was a danger that person faced.
Clearly, some people drew some connections, Mark, including myself, based on the attitude that you were exuding last night on the air. Maybe you weren't being so explicit. Maybe it was just more of an impression that people got. But I wasn't the only one who felt that way.
I didn't get that impression at all. I understood where Mark was coming from.
Men that are confident with their ability to do that, a lot of them wouldn't draw that conclusion. I just don't think that that's necessarily the case. Sometimes in life, people deserve butt whippings, and sometimes they deserve it from things that they did that didn't include physical force initiated.
That's where we'll have to part ways, Mark.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Puke. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think that somebody that deserves a butt whipping is one who attempts to give a butt whipping. At that point, then, it's game on.
What about, now, moving on to a different, slightly different issue.
Another what if?
These what ifs. It can get kind of hairy. Now, we were talking about another scenario where I felt like, it was relevant to fight, where perhaps I was out with my friend Julian, who happens to be partially black, and somebody was screaming racial epithets at them.
Right.
Now,
on the street corner.
Now, that person could just be a madman screaming epithets, in which case, why would you fight a madman? And it's obviously
Some people are hotheads. I mean, there are plenty of people who are hotheads that would walk up and start something over that.
Now,
and that's what
the
impression I got last night was.
That person would either be in one of two categories. Either threatening in some way by screaming epithets. Now,
screaming an epithet, I don't think is a threat.
Where does a threat start? I guess
that's
is what
a good
my question.
Question. I don't know if we can determine that.
Right. If you call somebody a horrible, horrible name and you're streaming it things over and over in a
not
vitriolic a fashion, your face is red and your neck
nasty.
Is...
It's mean, but not a threat.
So
a threat has to involve, I think, a threat to one's person or
what
property.
If they're moving towards you when they're doing it?
It could be intimidating.
Well,
I don't know.
Right, where does intimidation stop and a
question.
Threat start?
Maybe you can answer it for us at 800-259-9231. Julia, how do you feel? Where does the threat start, you know?
I have no idea.
If someone's intimidating,
that,
looking,
that,
and walking towards
this
you?
This kind of question reminds me of the... if you are wearing a mask and you walk into a bank, is it okay, should you be arrested for potential bank robbery, or is it at the point when you get to the counter and actually point the gun and say, and that's the kind of question this is, and
that's
I honestly
question.
Don't know the answer.
It really is, and that's a good
everybody
scenario.
Has a I think it depends on the person when they how they perceive the situation.
I don't think that you could be arrested for bank robbery at that point, but you could certainly be kicked out of the bank. I mean, if somebody walks into to a bank with a mask on, I know that a bank I used to go to, you had to have your hat taken off, you had to have your
sunglasses
taken off, and you had to have your entire face visible when you walked in there. And if not, they were going to ask you to leave. So I think that would be at a point that you'd ask the person to leave. They made a move at that point, you know, pulled the gun or something, then obviously they've escalated. And
so we're
going
to have to ask you to take the mask off and put your gun away.
So that's what this reminds me of, that sort of question. I think it just depends on how the person's perceiving it. If somebody's charging at me, I might take it differently than someone like Mark. But Mark can defend himself better than I can probably in that situation. So
well, believe it, sister.
If you're packing heat, then there's the great equalizer there. So you've got to be very judicious, especially if you're carrying. And you know, when you take martial arts, they tell you that you have to be very judicious about your usage of your techniques. You know, you can't go around and use them to initiate force on people. They're only for defensive purposes.
In a lot of cases, they do say that. And I'd like to also say that. In general, I'm certainly not a violent guy.
You're
not. Resort to violence in most cases, but a person's safer in my general vicinity than they are in the case of somebody who just wouldn't fight at all, a pacifist or something like that. Because I'm going to defend.
Well, you're not talking
people.
To a pacifist.
No, we didn't have a pacifist
in the conversation last night. That you and I are on the same side.
Not to call you a skinny little wimp. So
you managed to do that last night.
Well, you called me all kinds of names too.
Yeah, that's right. Fair is fair.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
All right. So, but no, the pacifist position was not in this particular conversation. If we had been talking to a pacifist, you have to remember, a pacifist doesn't believe in the use of force for defensive purposes. I don't get that at all. I mean, a pacifist, you're raping or murdering him, he'll let you rape or murder him.
Well, it's all what-ifs, because most of the time people are nonviolent in most of their dealings.
800-259-9231. Yes, let's hope that you never have to experience a situation like we're talking about tonight. Hour 3's on the way. Thanksgiving talk coming up. Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
In this